Welcome to the Ecosystem Services Market Consortium podcast. This is episode number 6, the final in this series. I bet you're wondering who ESMC is and what they do. I bet you're wondering why you should take time to listen to this podcast. Here is why. With carbon and environmental credits being a hot topic right now, there is a huge financial potential for agriculture. In this series of podcasts, you will learn how and why. I'm Lori Boyer, your host, and I'm joined by Debbie Reed, ESMC Executive Director. And today, we talk about ESMC's pilot projects.
Oh, pilot projects. So, pilots are how in ESMC we are literally kicking the tires of our entire program. Our pilots have been driven by our members. So all of our pilots are basically started by members who either say, I have a need to create credits in this region with this commodity. So I will give you some examples. We have a project with General Mills in Kansas looking at wheat systems. Now, General Mills is reporting on their scope 3 carbon emission reductions. So the emission reductions they're achieving within their supply chain related to wheat production in that particular pilot. In the pilot, however, we also have an interesting partner with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment that is buying compliance grade water quality credits from the same project. So we have two different buyers from two different programs, and the credits are being generated by one project. So that one's a fun pilot in that we're testing something from scope 1. The water quality credits are from scope 1 program, and the carbon credits are from scope 3. We're testing everything from generation of the credits with producers all the way to the sale and meeting the needs. In that one, General Mills has been investing a lot of money in regenerative ag and has been working with their producers. So they brought the producers to us, and then we built the pilot around us. We're kicking the tires again on the whole thing. We have some other projects which producers, for instance, producer groups have brought to us. One is a soy corn project in Missouri, in which the Missouri corn and soybean producers basically started the pilot. And that one includes the carbon, the water, and biodiversity credits. And in that one, it's interesting because the Missouri Department of Conservation is actually purchasing the biodiversity credits. So the overarching thing here is that as we test this in all of our pilots, we're ensuring all of the partners know what their role is. We're ensuring we know in a pilot, what are the challenges we face and how do we overcome them so that when we're operating at scale, they don't become bigger challenges, right? So it's allowing us to do all of that. Also, in all of our pilots, we're getting the protocols approved through third-party certifiers. We're working with SustainCert on that approach so that once the protocols basically are approved as part of our program, we can then scale with an approved protocol. So right now, the pilots are looking at different production systems, different regions, testing the protocols, getting them approved, generating the credits, and ensuring that all of that goes smoothly, whether it's generating credits or selling them, right? And what is the mechanism for selling them? Who collects the money from the buyers? Who pays the producers? How does all that happen seamlessly and in a way that meets everyone's needs? So that's what we're doing in all of the pilot projects. And it's really fun and exciting. We are just now at the point where our pilots are seeing outcomes and testing, you know, leading to refinement. And we're able to then take those initial pilots and then scale them for market launch. So it's kind of like almost a line process in which we say, okay, we'll test it here, then we'll grow it, and then we'll launch it in our market program so that it's a logical development process, if you will.
For example, when you were talking about the General Mills wheat project, when did that start? How long is that going?
That's a good question. That one is probably a longer term one. We have been addressing the pilots from a year-to-year basis. So that one started in 2020. And I think so we're wrapping up our second year with that. But that will continue because General Mills is one of those companies investing a lot in the research with us. And really trying to figure out everything from like soil carbon research and how we measure and monitor soil carbon, but the sociological research aspects of that. Like, how can we utilize market approaches to actually engage farmers in a way that works for them? What moves the needle with them? So they're looking at all different things. We have some pilots in which they're very straightforward. We're just generating the soil carbon and the net greenhouse gas and the water credit, and maybe testing a new tool or technology. So they tend to be very different, but we're learning something in all of them that is then leading to our ability to scale the program in a way that meets everyone's needs.
One of the things that you mentioned in there was coming up when I was going to ask a little bit more about the banking side, you know, like you said, collecting money and paying out money. Is that part of the program design, or is that what you're working on now to incorporate into program design?
We're not working with banks on any of this, but we are working with some partners who do foresee in a scaled future, because some of the organizations in this space are seeing these are going to be $100 billion markets by 2030, right? And they are foreseeing a need for banks to play a role, an interface between the buyers, particularly large corporates who don't want to have to manage all of that, right? They're seeing a role in an interface for bankers. Bankers really are not participating in these markets right now. I can foresee that need. It is not something we are incorporating into our program design, but it could happen in the future. Right now, what we are doing is we buy the credits and we are paid for the credits by the corporates, and then we pay the producers. So we are a pass-through organization, and there's a lot of reasons for that, and we're looking at the most efficient ways to do that. So there are not bankers involved in our program right now. We do have some partners we're talking to who are saying we have some low-cost loans that we might want to offer to participants in your program because they are participating in you. So we're starting to investigate those sorts of opportunities, not for them, the bankers, to play that, you know, credit capture role, but for them to play a new financial role for producers who have generally upfront costs that are engaged that they have to invest in to participate.
When we're talking environment and farming, I can't help but think of weather disasters and insurance. Is that part of this program at all? Or
by design or not, it has to be because we're generating credits from systems that exist outdoors, right? And so acts of God is what they're traditionally called in protocols. Like, what happens in the case of an environmental disaster? And what happens is generally you have a huge flood. It wipes out everything that you've done. You cannot hold a producer responsible for that. You can't ping them. You can't like do anything to penalize them. It is not their problem. You have to figure out a way for them to, if they want to, continue to participate in the program, continue to generate credits, but figure out how you get back on track after an environmental disaster. So generally what you do is you say, oh, that is a huge disaster. We may not have generated credits this year. Maybe we have, but we'll just continue and generate credits when we can. So you have to be able to account for that. Increasingly, obviously, we're going to have to figure that out. So that's an issue. In terms of insurance, insurance products and linking more resilient agricultural systems to improved access to insurance products with a better premium, for instance, is an ultimate goal and role that we would like to play. It is not one we're playing now, and a lot of organizations are focused on that. But in the same way I referenced banks that are interested to provide low-cost loans to producers who are participating in our system, they're interested in that because all of the activities that a farmer or rancher undertakes to reduce their environmental footprint tends to make them more resilient. And so it's a better in financial bet, if you will, for producers participating in a program like us, for a bank. Much the same way, it's a better investment for insurance products when producers are participating in our program because they tend to be more resilient. And insurance agencies, right, are very interested in insuring producers who are resilient, right, and trying to advocate for producers to become more resilient because that's clearly within their best interest.
Any other points, any other notes here when it comes to pilot projects or anything I didn't ask about that you want to mention?
No, I think you touched on all of the relevant things for pilot projects.
Debbie Reed, Executive Director of the Ecosystem Services Market Consortium. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. Thank you for tuning in to the ESMC podcast. The work of the Ecosystem Services Market Consortium and further information is available online at ecosystemservicesmarket.org.